Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Red Room. I am your host, Misty Haven. I didn't want the song to just keep playing because we have a lot to talk about. Well, I ain't got time to be playing the entire song. You already know what it is. So welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so good to have you join me tonight. We have a very, very special guest tonight, and I'm just really excited. I know the past couple of weeks I've been doing my little one-on-one with you, but I wanted to definitely bring in one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. So we are going to do that in just a short time. But I just want to send a special shout out to my folks who are listening out there in India, in Canada, in the UK, Ghana, France, and of course the US and my hometown, Chi-Town. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and checking out your girl every week. I really do appreciate it. We are here to do what? Entertain, enlighten, and educate. And whatever journey you on, I am there with you. I am learning as I go. We are all a work in progress. And when it comes to just learning about ourselves, learning about our partners, and learning about the people we are prospecting, I think it's always good to share those experiences with each other and just get in tune with each other. That's what we're here for. For those of you who have checked in, make sure you follow me on my Facebook page, Unleash Your Inhibitions, and on Instagram. I also have a Patreon page, Creative Soul Chi, that's C-H-I, that you can also check out and support your girl, because we are local. We are small black businesses who are out here too. So all that's happening is happening here too. It's all across the board. So support your local artists, support your small business owners. We are out here. And stay safe when you're doing that as well. All right, so without further ado, I want to bring on my guest tonight. She is a phenomenal person just overall. She is a model. She's a makeup artist. And her main and most important job in the whole wide world, she's a mommy. And I think that you would definitely get a treat from listening in and getting some one-on-one girl talk time with Miss Noelle. Hello, Noelle.
Hey, hey. What is going on?
Oh, nothing much, lady. How are you?
I would be good. I feel real geriatric right now trying to work my computer, but that's all right. I'm finna get it.
That's okay. There's technicalities always happen. That's like the part of life and just part of just whatever. Like, things can go so well when we plan it, and then when it actually happens, it's like, oh, shit. So I have a lot of those.
It's always something. I think I might be getting there now, I think.
Okay. Okay. Well, those of you who follow Noelle on Facebook, she is working her magic to go Facebook Live. So okay, while she's doing that. Oh, boy.
I got something figured out, I think.
Well, you guys, I wanted to do tonight real loose and just have just like straight conversation so folks can get to know you because they've seen you on stage and they've seen your work, and I just wanted to have you just shine, just give you some bragging stage right now. So tell the world about yourself that I have not shared. Tell them who you are.
Well, I wasn't trying to tell nobody I was a mama because, you know, I be trying to keep that allure of pride, you know, unless they helping me with child care funds, then I'm all for it.
Okay, I heard that.
Myself on Facebook trying to make sure that I'm not going to get banned and I'm going to keep my breath in for tonight. I'm really trying to. They say yes. Okay. So what can I say about me? I am a model. I've been modeling for, it feels like forever, but maybe it's not that long. Maybe between 8 to 10 years, I can never think of like a real number of how long I've actually been modeling. But my background was like regular classic modeling, and then, you know, put on a little weight, and that wasn't the move anymore. So luckily, I met you, and all of that changed. You have embraced me from size 6 to whatever size I am now.
Aww.
with all regular modeling, I'm not still modeling right now.
Do you prefer print modeling or runway?
I do both. My preference is runway, but, you know, people still – we still trying to figure that out for those in-betweens, not quite on the plus side and not quite standard side either. I'm like, dang, we still trying to work our way around and figure out where do we fall in all of this. But, yes, here's our idea. What else are we doing? I'm always so shy when it's time to talk about me. I'm so timid. I don't know why I be acting like this.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you are acting like this. Noelle is acting real brand new right now, you guys, and we're just not going to let her get away with it. We're just not. So since Noelle is being real shy about everything, all right, so let me ask you some would-you-rather questions. I think these are fun.
Lord.
Okay? Yes, this is good. All right. Would you rather have sex only in the morning or night for the rest of your life?
At night. I am not a morning person. Like, I hate 3 a.m. trying to wake me up to have sex. No, you should have wanted to have sex at 11 o'clock when I wanted to do it. Now I'm tired. No, night forever. Forever.
Okay. All right. Would you rather be able to give head or receive it for the rest of your life?
Do I get to choose who I receive it from? Because,
whoever you have in mind, would you rather receive for the rest of your life or give?
Receive for the rest of my life. Receive, receive, receive.
Okay.
Receive.
Would you rather be caught in the act of sex, or would you like to be the person to catch somebody else in that?
Oh, I am an exhibitionist. I do not want to see nobody else. I'd much rather get caught.
Okay. Okay. Would you rather be restrained or do the restraining?
I would rather be restrained. As shocking as that is, I'd rather be restrained.
What? And we're gonna get back to that. Why? Okay. Would you rather would you rather have sex in the car or in the shower?
Ooh wee, I hate both of those. Oh my God, I hate shower sex and I hate car sex. Ooh wee, I think I'm gonna go for the shower because I'm the bigger I get, the less comfortable car sex gets. It's just not a thing that I like. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, what if it's like a truck though?
Is it like a Hummer?
Yeah, if it was a Hummer, then you would choose.
You know what? If it's a like a pickup truck with like the flatbed in the back, that I would go for. 100%.
Okay. Okay. Would you rather have an orgasm? This is kind of like a weird question. Okay, would you rather orgasm on your partner, or would you rather your partner orgasm on you?
Oh no, I don't like nothing on me. I don't like no kind of fluids on me. So hold still and get all this hurt.
Okay. Would you rather watch something erotic or listen to something erotic?
Ooh, I would rather listen. Sounds get me more so than watching. Like I could watch something and be so uninterested, but if I'm hearing it, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I think I would like to listen because I want my imagination to go.
Right? Sometimes if you see
it's
like, I'd rather not.
Okay, last question. Would you rather have a threesome with a stranger or someone you know?
Stranger, 100%.
Really? Okay. Now, going back to the restraining question. So you said that you would rather be restrained. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Every now and then I like to hand over my reins and give somebody else control. It's one of the few things life that does soothe me. I guess because I'm a big personality 97% of the time, people are like, oh, I know you'd rather do all of no, I wouldn't. I would rather somebody else take over that chore.
Okay. Do you think that you're aggressive when it comes to sex?
Yes. 90% of the time, I think I'm the aggressive. 90%.
Okay. Oh, by the way, you guys, those of you who are listening, if you do have a question for Noelle, you can call in.
Oh, God.
And ask her some questions. So, yeah, that part. So, yeah, the number here is 516-666-9896. If you want to ask Noelle a question, you can call in and ask her or put your two cents in. But, okay. You said, no. We're taking calls.
They better not.
We can take calls. What? Look, she don't mean that. She don't mean that. She wants to talk to everybody. So everybody call in all at once.
I'll be.
Noelle, so what's your quirk? What do you hate, like, when it comes to dating? And you on your day, what is like a quirk that just like burns your soul? Like, oh, I hate this. Why do they even exist right now?
Oh, it's gonna sound so crazy because most people love most of these things. Like, but me and intimacy is kind of weird for me. I'm not a cuddler. I hate to cuddle. I feel like it is so purposeless. I'm like, why are you doing this to me? Please let me go. I'm not a kisser.
So you're not a kisser and you're not a hugger. What the hell?
No.
You're just a fucker.
You're
just a fucker. That's it.
tongue, that's when it will stop. Like, I can give you cute little pecs, but all that tongue stuff, not me.
But why? You don't like foreplay at all?
It's not that I don't like foreplay. It's just those things that I don't like. You can do damn near anything besides cuddle me or kiss me, and I will be all right.
Okay. So no kissing and no cuddling, but foreplay,
no,
that's outside of that.
Yep, you can suck, kiss, lick anywhere else you want to, just not my mouth.
Do you have like a? Do you have like some people have those reservations? Like back in the day, I used to have like an issue about kissing. Like I didn't like kissing, and I just like we can just do the peck thing. I just felt like it was too sloppy, and then I just felt like there's just a lot of things that's happening, and just I didn't like it. And then as I got older, then I had to find like that right rhythm with someone. Because, like, okay, I like kissing, but it may be the person as opposed to like, I just can't.
I'm not gonna pretend like I haven't kissed people or like there isn't a person now that I will kiss. However, it's just not my thing. Like, I'm so repulsed by it. I do hope that I grow out of it, because I'm like, this is what normal people do to show affection. This is what normal folks do.
You're not normal? That's what you're saying?
I feel like I'm very far from normal, yes.
Okay, so what are some other quirks when it comes to dating or relationships?
If you take me out to eat, please, like, I don't like people who make mouth noises when they eat. So... like people who smack when they eat or lick their fingers or chew really loud. Like, I can't. I will have a
I cannot stand someone like a man sipping out of a straw and then all of a sudden they just sip all the way like to the very bottom and it has a slurping sound. That's something that children would do, and sometimes I'm just like, why? But they're children. But when it comes to a grown ass man who got a straw in their mouth and they just sucking the hell out of that damn margarita or whatever they're sipping on all the way to the very bottom and it slurps at the end, I hate that.
I understand. I really do.
And I think that in the last couple of years, I've actually became like a snob when it comes to men with straws. Like I don't like seeing a man with a straw. What are you sucking on? Don't suck on the straw. Take that straw out the cup and drink it. But
I think it's just cup, though, so it don't bother me. But, like, the noise thing with it will bother me. But I understand, like, not wanting to put your lips on these, like, restaurant cups. I totally get that.
Oh, yeah, restaurant cups, yeah, I understand that. I just don't want to see a man stick their tongue out and wrap their tongue around the straw.
Fair enough.
I don't like it. That's weird. But, okay. So there have been like some discussions I've had with friends about just becoming, having like this sexual openness and just this uninhibited just expressing themselves, because some people still have hang-ups about sex and talking about sex and everything. When did you actually find your sexual voice, like? You, like, became, like, you know, this is me, this is who I like, this is what I like, and when did that come to you? Did that come to you when you were, like, in high school, in your 20s, or recently?
I had an idea, maybe, toward the beginning, because I'm still in my 20s, you know, yay,
I guess.
Yay.
The 20s are a very confusing and frustrating time. I do hope that my 30s are a bit more stable and a bit more financially fruitful than my 20s have been. I guess in my early 20s, I knew kind of sort of what I like sexuality wise. I knew that I wasn't straight. I knew that I always had an attraction to women, an affinity toward women. But, you know, I just didn't date women at the time because I didn't really know how to go about it. I'm still very timid when it comes to, like, approaching women because you never know, like, if you don't get cursed out or slapped or anything like that. So I'm always kind of like, I'll fall back until either, like, they approach me or give me, like, a sign that it's okay to approach them. But I definitely think that my 20s has definitely been a time of just sexual exploration. I've always been a very loud and out there person. So I've never been like a shy person, I guess. So in finding out the things that I like I've always been very vocal about things that I like. Like I can speak very openly about the things that I like sexually. I feel like as an adult, that's a conversation you should be able to have. It kind of like, I don't know, like I'm always perplexed by adults who can't talk about sex or what they like about sex. That's very interesting to me. But my 20s have been a great time of exploration, just with my sexual fluidity, you know, things that I was rigid about when I was 21. Now I'm just like, I'm doing it. And I think that's the most awesome part. Like, my sexual journey is something that I never have to, it never stops. Like, I can always find new things that I'm into or new stuff that I ain't into. And it's exciting to talk about it and learn about it. Like, I don't know. I can kind of geek out about sex. It's just, it's so fascinating. It's such an interesting topic.
It is. It is. And I think that, and kudos to you for, you know, having that self-acceptance and, you know, that exploration and expressing yourself so openly and candidly about it, because, I mean, it's a basic human right, you know, regardless of whatever preference you have, everyone should have that right, and we shouldn't be judged by that. When you say that you, like when you were 21, you were very rigid, like, how rigid were you to the point where you weren't even talking about it?
It was just a lot of stuff like I was unwilling to try. Like, if you would have told me at 21 I would be doing half of the shit that I do now at 28, I would have called you a liar. I would have crushed my pearls. Like, no, ma'am, not me. Never.
So now you're more free. So what is it about a woman that you love? What is it about women that you love?
I could find a new thing every day, seriously.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like, I could find a new thing every day. I don't know. One of the sexiest things about a woman to me is how she carries herself. And you don't have to be, like, prim and proper or buttoned up. It's just a confidence behind being who you are that's extremely sexy to me. Like, if you
good
rat hoochie mama and you own it, that is so sexy to me. If you are conservative, more buttoned up, but that's who you are and it's not a problem for anybody else to be different, I love that as well. Like, it's just everything. It's just the whole essence of a woman. It's watching her walk. It's watching her eloquently among anybody. It's oh, geez.
Aw. Why are you sitting there, like, blushing?
I am, because it's something so dope about being a woman. And, like, I don't think women really hone in on that enough. Like, we are some dope-ass individuals.
Absolutely, absolutely. So why don't you tell the children out there why we are so dope?
Okay. We got to get all the obvious stuff out the way. One, we are the stronger species by far.
we got to do everything. We have to be strong enough to navigate through a male-dominated world. We have to be soft enough to be looked at as viable partners. We have to raise and bear children. The bearing children is the part that just gets me like, that is the most, from being a mother, from having to bear a child, that is one of the most humbling yet ghetto experiences of my life.
Did you say ghetto?
Ghetto. Would not recommend. 0 stars. No, ma'am. But I did find a power behind it. Like, wow, my body is strong enough to sustain, carry, and then eventually, you know, get out another little person. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Yeah, cool. Another thing that just excites me about being a woman is now this new wave of where we have found our voices and where we feel like it's okay to be whatever kind of woman you are and stand behind it. Like, that's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my whole life I felt like I've had to shrink myself in certain spaces because there weren't women as loud and as boisterous and as, I guess, the word that people use, the term that people use is overtly sexual. I don't think I'm overtly sexual, but hey, whatever. I felt like I had to be small to fit in, but now there are so many women who are like-minded, and they're mainstream women who are like-minded, and I'm just like, yes, finally. God, thank you. I'm grateful for Cardi B. I'm grateful for Lizzo. I'm grateful for Megan Thee Stallion, because those are women who I see myself in all the time.
So what are your turnoffs when it comes to women?
That's an interesting question. There aren't necessarily turnoffs, but I do get annoyed by these certain things. Like, being a woman, we are very, very emotional. And being an emotional woman myself, dealing with another woman who may be just as emotional as me, it is very taxing. It is very taxing. What else? Women can be very, For me, in my relationships and spaces, it's like, all right, I'm glad that I have the communication that I have, because we'll know, like, we both in a mood, and we don't need to be around each other at this point in time. Like, we'll know, like, you got an attitude today, I got an attitude today. Let's not do this right now. We'll reconvene when we feel a little bit better.
So y'all just go to your respective corners and be like, okay, let's do a
exactly
reset.
Like, sometimes arguing with a woman is hell. It is hell on earth, and I don't want to. I don't want to do it because
arguing with myself is hell. So I know arguing with another woman got to be like 100 times just too much.
It is.
Because I can't stand myself half the time.
We women, we are vicious with our tongues, so we are vicious with our tongues. So it's like, you know what? Before we say anything that the other one's going to regret or say some shit we can't take back to each other, let's just not.
Yeah, I hear it. Let me see. We have a caller here.
Turn off. Oh, God.
Caller, you're on the air, 738. Who is this? You're on the air with Unleashed Radio. Say hi. They don't want to talk.
Can't get their tone.
Okay, when they're ready, they'll call back. All right. They're like, oh, shit, on the radio?
Right.
Okay, so back to what you were saying. All right, so to being a phenomenal lover. What get Noelle's toes curling?
Ooh, okay. For me, just being open to trying new things. You don't necessarily have to like them, but at least try them before you just dare say no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to, I'm adventurous. I like to take a walk on the wild side, and I want somebody who's going to take that walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
What else turns me on? I like them nasty. I don't like licking toes nasty, but I like eating ass nasty. I like that.
Well, how you go from licking toes to eat ass? So you would eat ass but not lick toes?
Who? I'm not doing neither.
Oh, you know. Oh.
Me, myself, okay, I'm so not doing either. I'm talking about they like to do it. I don't like, uh-uh. No.
Uh-uh. Oh.
No.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
No.
That's just what I like.
Okay.
What else gets me excited? I think it just depends on me and that person, like, knowing my mood. Because, you know, I like to be aggressive. But sometimes, you know, I like for them to be the aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
That's
gets
always
me going?
Nice when somebody is, like, when they just take the lead. I like that.
Yeah, like, I can take the lead enough, but, you know, every once in a while, I want you to, you know, come in the room, throw me around a little bit. Ooh, I like to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
If you like to wrestle, you are my person.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, I see you wrestle
when you're doing the rope demonstration. It's like, you ain't going down easily.
No, I'm not. I need somebody who can understand, like, oh, she likes a challenge. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of a challenge, but don't.
What's your worst sexual experience?
Oh,
your worst sexual experience.
I don't like vanilla people. Don't do this to me. Don't do that to me. I just like regular sex. Like, what are we going to do? Can we try this position? No, I just like missionary and doggy style. No, that's not gonna work for me.
Oh,
that stresses me out.
Poor Tink. That's not gonna work. That means that person won't last.
It doesn't.
At all.
They probably won't. Like, no. You never know. This is always a gamble. But I'm not a big oral sex person, as far as I don't like to give because I'm lazy, but I will. But I'm not the craziest about receiving either, because it's a toss up. Like, sometimes you'll get some fairly good oral sex, but sometimes it'll just be horrible. And I really sometimes am not up for the gamble, so I'd rather just not do it in general.
I have an issue when it comes to oral sex where someone just either they do it too long and then I start hurting. It's like, stop, just stop. Or if I'm giving and they taste horrible, then it's like, you're gross. I don't know what you're eating, but stop eating pig feet. I don't know what it is.
See, that's why I just skip it all together. Let's just get it. I don't come for the appetizers. I come for the meat. So let's just skip straight to the meat. Get on to it.
Yeah, that would be my thing then. Have you ever tried the yoni egg? What do you think about that? I never tried it.
I've never tried it because I have an IUD, and you know, with IUDs you can't do none of that fun stuff. You can't do yoni steams, yoni eggs, none of that. So
okay.
Boom. But I have always wanted to try it because I've just heard such great things about them. And I'm just like, well, the yoni is supposed to be this all magical, powerful thing. And I want to attract some good shit to mine. So I want an egg.
Mm-hmm.
They say you can just still, like, wear them on you and it should still work. But no, I want to get it all up in there, you know.
The full experience.
Exactly.
So a while ago, I think this was like right in the beginning of the shutdown with quarantine, and someone made a post, a mutual friend of ours made a post about waxing. And it was hilarious. It was hilarious. Now, I've tried it right before. I tried it for the first time right before the shutdown, and I was, like, hooked. And then we shut down, and I was devastated. I'm like, no! So, you were just not like, what's your thoughts about waxing?
I hate it. Personally, I hate it.
Oh my God, you cannot hate it.
I don't know what kind of skin I have down there, but it is extremely sensitive to wax. Like, I will literally jump off the table. Like, I will leave with the wax still on. Like, you know what? Thank you. But no. I hate waxing. It is so painful to me. Like, when I hear women like, oh, it's not that bad, I'm like, what are you getting waxed with? Because that's not the experience that I'm having. Like, I've tried soft wax, I've tried hard wax. I got a wax a few weeks ago, and when I got off the table was drenched in sweat because I was so nervous. I don't like it. I plan to be getting laser hair removal very soon because I cannot.
Okay, the fact that you said that you will literally, like, walk out of there with the wax still on you, I actually pictured that. Like, fuck this, I'm out.
Seriously, like, the wax lady, like, she has to become a therapist. She has to tell me to calm down, breathe, you're doing a great job. Like, that is, if I have to do all of that to get a wax, then I just don't want it.
God. So you just think that it's just, maybe you try a different place.
I have tried multiple different places. I do not like it. Like, I do it for the aesthetic purposes because it looks good and it's very pretty when it's done. But as the hair grows back, I am like counting down the days until I have to go back in terror.
Oh, well, hopefully you get through it, and, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I know. I'm just like, I'm hooked. I love it.
I wish. I really do. Like,
All right. So we need to give out some tips. I think this is really helpful for some people. We got to do, because part of this show is, like, also educating people. So, if you can, give 5 flirting tips for women to use. So, whether she's flirting with another woman or man, non-binary, whoever, what are the 5 flirting tips you can advise?
I literally have no flirting tips because I am horrible at flirting. My only tip is just to go for it. Go for it. I don't know how to flirt. I'm like, do I wink at you? Do I blow a kiss at you? I don't know. I am a terrible flirter. Like, I be trying to make eyes across the room from people, and they be looking like, what's wrong with her? So I literally, I'm like, Nike, just do it. Like, go up, shoot your shot, and if it don't work, at least you did it. That is my only advice. That's how I live my life. I shoot my shot in person, via text, via DM. It often, 90% of the time, it does not work. It really doesn't. Mm-hmm. But I do get lucky, that 10%, and I'm like, yes, this worked. All right, you my boo now.
We go together.
Exactly, we go together.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So those are your 5 flirting tips. From Noel, you guys. Just shoot your shot.
Shot.
That's it.
If it don't work, you'll never have what if. And if it does work, you got your boo.
Boo. So now we're about to go into cuffing season, or I think we've been in cuffing season since, like, March, but.
Oh.
I think that's where we're at, right? I think this is the season for it. I'm not sure. I don't know if cuffing season even exists. Booze. Hey, breakup sex. Do you do it? Have you done
breakup or makeup? That to me is closure. Like, oh, I need closure. We need to see each other this one last time. I know exactly what the hell I'm doing. This not going to be the last time we see each other. As soon as we done, I'm going to pencil you down for next week. Nope.
Breakup sex is breaking up, and that's it. That's all.
No.
Because
every time I'm like, this is the last time. We not going to do this no more. Here I am the next day with my spin-a-night bag. What is that? Like, it'll break up eventually. Like, time will fade. But I'm not one of the people like, okay, we finna do this just one last time. Because I'm lying. I'm lying to myself. I'm lying to you, and I'm lying to myself. Now, if you are the stronger person who literally means it, then that's different. But me, no. There's no such thing.
I think it is. I think if someone is breaking up, like, maybe they low-key don't even tell the other person, like, this is going to be my last time with this person because I'm trying to move on, and they're just getting it done and over with, and then they just ghost them. But if it's, like, a relationship that has really good sex and y'all having a good time, but then you're like, okay, we got to do some breakup sex, then, yeah, you about to be right back over there 48 hours later. But I know my earlier years, I've had breakup sex where I'm just like, I'm not going to see this person again. I'm over it. So we're just going to get this over with, and I'm just going to be out of town or something. Even though you may see me at a club, I'm out of town. That's it.
I'm not that strong. I'm not that strong, especially if you're my favorite sex partner. Oh, no. Mm-mm. We broke up, but if anybody asks me, I'm going to tell them the truth. Like, yeah, we still be hunching. Yeah, we broke up, but, you know, I still am over there 2 days a week.
Now, if that's a really good sex partner, then have you ever had, like, an out-of-body experience? Like, you just been like, this is so good. Like, I can step outside my body because this is so good, and I'm looking at myself just have orgasms, like, every 10 seconds.
Yes, and he did not come back. I am so hurt.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what kind of juju somebody has put on my sex life, but as of late, I have the best sex with people, and they don't come back. And I'm just like, what the hell? And I'm like, all right, am I missing something? Like, was this only fun for me and not fun for them? I don't know, because people aren't upfront and honest anymore. And I think that's what makes stuff like this difficult. But, yeah, like, I had the best time with a young man, and it's just been, like, pulling teeth to get him to come back. And I'm just like, okay, you must not have had fun. And he was, like, reassuring me. He was like, no, I had the best time. So what's the issue? I don't know. I'm not trying to find out no more. He's currently blocked, and I will probably never speak to him again. If I see him in public, I don't know him.
Right. I think that's immature, and that's a bitch. Anybody who acts like that. Like,
super.
You can't just ghost a woman and just not say anything. Like, you know, communicate. If you're not feeling her anymore, then just say that, but don't be on some, oh, no, it's cool. It's just, you know, I have a lot going on.
Like, we too old, man. Like, I don't ascribe to any stuff like that. I feel like as adults, we should be able to communicate if we like or dislike something. Like, if you don't like it, I may take it slightly personally, but
you told me what was up, and I have to respect that. But to tell me nothing or to tell me everything's fine, and then you just, like, being real weird, make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here is my final Noel question. Let's talk kink. What is your kink?
Having men throw money on me while I'm naked.
Ooh. You said men, not a man.
Not like stripper-wise, but mm-hmm. a whole bunch of them. Like, not like stripper-wise, mm-hmm. like I'm already naked, just like laying in my bed, and they just throw money on me.
That's her name.
Hasn't happened yet, but I'm banking on it.
Okay. Going to speak that into existence, huh? That's what we're going
to do. I surely am, because I got school and stuff to pay for, but yeah. What else is a kink of mine? I like fire play. I got my candle lit now, and I'm just sticking my finger in the fire because it's just so soothing to me. I really like fire play. Oh, ouch. That hurt.
Don't burn yourself up while we're on the air. Nobody can get to you quick enough to get you to the hospital.
I'll be fine.
So have you done it?
What else
have
do
you
I
done
like?
Fire play before? Have you done that before?
I have, it's amazing. Yes, I have. It's amazing. I love it. It's so relaxing.
Okay, tell the people in the back, what is fire play?
Well, you know,
how would you
I could just explain it from my end, not from like a doing it end, but, you know, it's when they take like these lit batons and they roll the actual fire like across your skin. And people ask me all the time, like, does it burn? No, it doesn't burn. You get the warmth of it, but I think it's because it moves so quickly across the body, like it doesn't burn. It's very comforting. It's very relaxing. It's like a warm, tingly massage almost. That's the best way I can put it.
Would you compare that to like hot stone massage?
No. I feel like the stones are actually hotter because they stay connected to your skin. This just kind of like rolls and bounces around your skin. So it moves constant. It's not like a steel warmth.
Okay. Somebody just commented and said, I got a fireplace. Does that apply?
I love it. It's amazing. What else do I like? Play. I like having warm wax poured on my skin. I don't know what it is with me and hot stuff. It's just very relaxing for me. What do I like? I basic
like
knife play.
Wait, knife play? Okay, let's get into that.
Yeah. So basically, it's just for I do the basics. It's just having the knife. Like when I do wax play, you can remove the wax with the edge of the knife or the tip of the knife. I've never been cut or anything because everybody who I play with knows what they're doing. I don't play with anybody who doesn't know what they're doing. That'll never be something I bring a random person into my bedroom like, here's a knife, let's do this. Never. I always say if you want to try something, make sure that you're doing it with a trained professional, not some random person off the street. But there's that. What else do I like? I do like being restrained, just not for too long because, you know, my fingers get all tingly and then I get real nervous and I'm like, all right, let me out. But for temporary or, like, for aesthetics, for, like, photo shoots and things like that, I do like it.
Okay.
What else do I like? I like spankings. I don't know if that's just because TVs and things like that kind of like calm me down a little bit. I'm still going to talk to you afterwards, but, you know, you'll get me quiet for a moment.
Okay.
What else
are
we
trying? Fire, wax, and night.
I'm trying to think. I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking about what I like.
I like anal play. Anal play is fun, too. But I don't like nothing too big, you know. Keep it, like, medium.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need nothing, like, too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have my little special glass toys that I like. Oh, temperature play. I like that, too. That's always fun, just playing with different things based off how warm or how cold it is. That's my bag. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if we would have met you when you were 21, this would not be part of your thing, would it?
Absolutely not. I think the most that you probably would have got out of me was like maybe the spanking thing, maybe. I may have been open to that. But other than that, no, I was mildly vanilla, you know. I like the basic, you know, slap my ass, pull my hair a little bit, you know, just the basic branching out stuff, but nothing like this, no.
Mhm. So you have grown in your sexuality, and is there anything that you can share with anybody out there who wants to venture out but don't quite know how to really get into it? What advice would you give them?
I'll tell them to get in contact with you, because that's how I figured all this shit out.
I got to blame you. You have turned me
into
just a deviant, Erica. Just a sexual deviant.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I do is connect others with other like-minded souls, and then you're on your own. I don't know what to tell you.
But that, I mean, that was how I found out so much of the stuff that I found out between you and my erotic mother, Miss Juicy. She should be in Cleveland doing something right now. I don't know, but between y'all two, I blame y'all.
Well, we aim to please, and we definitely love to share the wealth, because we learned a lot from each other, and it's mutual, you know. What you've learned, I learned along with you and from you as well. So, you know, I admire that about you, Noelle, because you have always been one that's just never been unfiltered. You've always been unfiltered and just like, this is who I am, accept me how I am. Like you were saying earlier, like, you know, from a size six to wherever I am, this is me, and I love all of me just like I am. And you love yourself loudly, and that's amazing. That's something that I wish all women, all girls, everyone would just, you know, embrace that part. It's so needed.
It takes time.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely takes time. It's something that I still struggle with now, you know. Like, of course, you know, it's easy to put on this air of confidence in front of other. For me, at least, I guess it's the performer in me. It's easy for me to go into performance space, but when I'm by myself and when I'm with my own thoughts of, you know, not being good enough or strong enough or this enough or that enough, like most people, especially women, do. I just have to constantly remind myself of my own greatness. Like, girl, you are that bitch. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know you turn heads when you walk into a room? Like, you kind of got to hype yourself up, because sometimes we forget who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And when we do that for ourselves, when we big up ourselves, you know, and even though there are people who's like, oh, you know, you think you all that, it's like, well, you think I'm all that. I know why I'm here, and, you know, I'm not made to be mediocre. So sometimes we forget that and lose ourselves in the process of growing, that there are going to be people out there who are going to try to dim your light and always going to try to make you second guess yourself, and you just have to just walk in your truth. And when it comes to your sexuality and your self-expression, we just got to keep being unapologetic. And I think that's one of the reasons why I want to unleash your inhibitions to just be so pronounced for everyone, whether a woman is coming in there conservative or wearing some sexy pantyhose or coming in just in a cat suit and just like, bam, here I am. It's like you're sexy in any phase of your life or any style. And I love how you and the other models and artists come through where there's no standard. I'm a small woman, but it does not mean this is the standard of what beauty is. We come in all different sizes and different shades, and I love that about the show. And I'm so excited and so, like, you know, you always bring that element where, you know, this is who we are, along with the other models. You guys always come through hard, and I love that.
Yeah, that experience, Unleashing Inhibitions, was one of the first times that I did see that. I saw women who looked like me and who didn't look like me, and it was refreshing. I'm like, oh, my God, everybody hitting out of size 6. Oh, my God. It's okay that I look like this. It's okay that I'm gaining weight, that I'm filling out, that I'm becoming whatever I'm supposed to become as a woman. And I didn't, for once in my life, I didn't feel boxed in. I felt like it was okay to be whoever and whatever I was.
Oh, you know, make me cry, Noel.
It's true. Like, I had never felt that way. Like, I always felt like I wasn't this enough. Like, my nose was too big. My lips was too big. I was too big. You know, being a 6, pushing into an 8, it was like, oh, I don't make clothes for girls your size. And it was crazy when I was trying to fit into that standard modeling box. And then when I came into your circle, it was just different. It was loving. It was high energy. I was like, what is this? This is so cool. And I've just been here ever since. And I plan on being here until you kick me out.
Girl, I ain't kicking you out. We go together.
Okay, yes. Finally, a relationship that works and that is stood the test of time.
Right.
Finally.
There you go. It's mutual. Yep, I'm loving on you. So, but yeah, so, oh, man, this has been really good. I just wanted to have, like, a straight girl talk with you because I just feel like you speak truthfully and openly, and I didn't want this to be like one of those solid, like, oh, let me just do that. But I just want to say I love you, and we are going to end this podcast because we have like 90 seconds left, I just been told. But
I
love you
Noelle,
too, honey. And we are going to see you soon, and then check out Noelle. She's going to be in the virtual show, Unleash Your Inhibitions Virtual Red Room, November 21st. And you want to check her out, strutting her stuff and showing you all of her beautiful curves.
Yes.
Yes. Good night, Noelle. Love you.
Good night. I love you too.
Bye. So there you have it, you guys. Miss Noelle, you will see her soon. And just check her out. Follow her. She's on Instagram as Watch Me Strut. I think I'm saying that right. So, yes, Watch Me Strut. So she is on there on Instagram. Follow her and show her some love. And show us some love for Unleash Your Inhibitions. Go on the Facebook event page and check out Unleash Your Inhibitions, the virtual red room, and click going. And you get all the information, all the details to the show. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. So get your tickets. See you soon. Much love.